Welcome to the Sonic Hustle, a complete and total Sonic lore podcast. I'm one of the students, Morg.
And I'm the teacher, Dan. And this time we are continuing our journey in Sonic Adventure 2 and its dark story. We're covering sort of the middle third of this bit of a story. I don't think there's any, like, to the best of my knowledge, there have been no big announcements since last month. So I think we can just, like, get right into it. Our villains have our plan. Have their plan.
Hey, Shadow is a hero to me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, he came up with this plan to just break into a government facility and then blow it up.
Yeah, he was just like, time to fucking go in. I mean, Gunn's never been the good guy in a Sonic game,
no.
I feel like, so...
Yeah, so it's good.
It's funny that, like, they're, you know, both the good and bad guys are against them, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, all they're killing is cops, and that's fine.
So true.
They've all sort of gathered in the jungles of the prison island that Sonic is currently being held at. And they've each got a bit of the plan. Eggman is going to use his mech to create a distraction while Shadow plants the bombs and sets them off, and Rouge steals the Chaos Emeralds from the sort of like a security vault that Gunn has.
Yeah, they all have like a short amount of time to do it in, I guess.
Yeah. Yes, and the last part of their plan is to just blow up the whole island.
Normal.
I assume this is just Shadow's idea. I don't think they would necessarily have to. Good on
him. You don't think this is like Eggman's idea? Because Eggman feels like the kind of guy who'd be like, yeah, and then we blow it up.
That's also possible. The bombs are definitely made by him, so I could see it being his part of the idea as well.
Yeah, I can see him making bombs with a very specific timer, and when they're like, hey, can we have more time to do this plan? He's like, sorry, I didn't make them any longer.
Uh-huh. I only set it. These are the 15-minute bombs. I gotta go back and make the 20-minute bombs.
Yeah, I don't have time to go make the 30-minute bombs.
So, they set off, and we get to see Eggman's leg of the plan first in the seventh stage, Weapons Bed. I mean, it is of course the same like sort of hangar design that was used in one of Sonic's levels. A really fun sort of like gimmick to this is because you are just blowing up all their weapons, there's just like these areas that are just full of like racks and racks of inactive robots and planes that you can just blow up in like huge things to get huge points. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's just break stuff, the mission.
It's one of those days.
Yeah.
Trying to think of anything else about this. Not much else to say on the level. Though it's a bit simple, but it's fun. After that is Shadow, Rouge, and Eggman get to see Amy as we sort of like sync up the two stories for a moment. Amy glob Shadow, not realizing that he's not Sonic.
You know, when it's like dark outside and they're like moving really fast, I can understand people being like, was that Sonic? And it's like, no, that was Shadow.
Yeah.
However, when it's broad daylight and this man is clearly a black and red hedgehog with spikes facing the wrong way and a very angry look on his face, I have to say, how'd you confuse him?
The red's pretty bright too, like.
Yeah. He's wearing, like, cool cufflinks on his hands, like, he doesn't really look like Sonic.
I think Amy might need glasses.
Amy might need, like, some sort of, like, color-correcting lenses.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, is this, like, is this kind of like a colorblindness thing?
Maybe. I've got, like, a certain
maybe she needs to take some racial sensitivity classes.
I think she does, yes. until then, Tails is here to die. Yeah, the person playing this is really good at the mech battles, and basically just runs up to him and, like, stunlocks him with a melee attack.
Is Eggman saying ole the whole time?
I think he's saying ore, which...
Oh, okay. I thought he was saying ole, and I was like, okay.
Another Japanese pejorative. I'm more convinced that there's a bunch of just, like, unaltered Eggman lines.
Yeah, they were like, we can't translate this and we don't really want to.
Eggman wins in this version of the story, and Rouge, makes her way to the security hall. Stage 8.
I'm in position, Doctor. Tell me when. As expecting delay on my end. There's no more time to waste. Set the timer for 15 minutes. Let's go, Rouge.
5 minutes should be plenty. Here I go.
Rouge, get the chaos code before the military finds you.
This one kind of sucks. This is like one of the hardest ones in the entire game. Because, at the start of the mission, Eggman says, alright, you'll have 15 minutes to do this. And then Rouge says, no, 5 minutes is good enough. And you have to finish the mission in 5 minutes.
I was like, are you sure? Are you sure it's good enough?
Yeah, Rouge, you should have just kept the 15, motherfucker.
This one... Honestly, if it wasn't for the time limit, this wouldn't be too bad, but as I mentioned before, playing these stages can take a while, because they're kind of big, and you have to, like, collect the emeralds in a linear order. This is further complicated by the fact that some of the emeralds may or may not spawn in a vault, and if you need to open a vault, you need to, go to, like, a separate area that, will unlock the vault so Rouge can dig into them and open them.
Why did they design this level as if they didn't want the villains to succeed?
Well,
that's an interesting...
But you're playing the game!
That's interesting, because it's like, you do want them to succeed because you're playing
them. I'm them. But it feels like it was designed like they don't want you to do it.
It just seems fucking obnoxious. I did not understand why she... I was like, why don't you just dig in? I didn't realize they had to do this whole, like, unlocking thing and then going back to be able to dig in. And I was like, what the fuck?
Did you guys like all the parts where Rouge flies by some fans on the ground and they're just like shooting money out of them?
I do love that they're shooting money out of
them. I think that's very funny.
What's up with that?
I was like, what?
Are they trying to distract her? Are they like, here's money?
Money!
That must be it.
Money!
They should have put like glitter on the money or something. That probably would have helped.
Yeah, maybe use something else.
I'm just imagining.
Because I feel like.
Wanna, like
but it, she wants gems, is the problem. And you can't really blow those around.
I mean, you can, it's just excessively dangerous to do so.
Yeah, it's like Ruby's just taking damage the whole time.
Yeah. I like to imagine that they have to get, like, one of those guys in the, in, like, the flying mechs out if they want to, like, get something out of these vaults to just fly through an obstacle course.
Yeah, how does anyone function at this workplace?
They don't. This is just the worst workplace. It's awful.
Yeah.
You do not want to work here. I'm just like, absolutely damn. Not. I mean, I wouldn't anyway.
All of our main weapons and guns are just in, like, an open air kind of, wharf. And all of our vaults, you have to get into like a flying contraption and fly through a bunch of money that we have constantly blowing.
Uh-huh.
Don't ask about the money. That's just where.
Don't ask about the money. No, you can't have any of it.
I think I've seen pictures of the money texture. I think it's like got Sonic on it.
That's hilarious.
That's way funnier.
So it's all like V-Bucks. It's all just fake Monopoly money that they're just blowing around.
I was gonna make jokes about like your taxpayer money, but like, oh man, it's just
because what your taxpayer money is going to. It's for making Monopoly money that we blow around inside our facilities.
Yeah, I'm looking at. I've pulled up the texture image. It is in fact like a fucking. It's a $20 bill with Sonic's face over like Andrew Jackson.
Is it Sonic, or is it there's just another hedgehog that was once president?
Yeah, it could be just.
Could be another hedgehog that.
It could be like.
I believe in president. A hedgehog president.
It could be like Sonic's ancestor was president or something.
Yeah. Sonic had a president ancestor and he never mentions it.
Uh-huh.
He says, my great grandfather was a president.
I would much rather have Sonic than Andrew Jackson on our $20 bills, so.
I agree.
That's
just
true.
A net improvement.
She does get them though, but like, yeah. She also ends up in a battle.
Yeah, she gets there, and there's just a helicopter with a gun pointing at her.
Yeah,
or an airship, or whatever that thing is.
Yeah, she has to like fight this now. Thankfully, this part isn't timed.
Could you fucking imagine if it was?
That'd be so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
can we talk about the annoying part of this level too? Is also Eggman occasionally will pop up on the radio and be like, "Hey, you're running out of time. What are you doing?"
It's like, shut the fuck up, Eggman. Like,
Rouge, you have 4 minutes left. Stop fucking around.
Stop micromanaging, Eggman. I'm fucking working on it.
Mm-hmm.
But she does like win, but she loses.
She
anyway.
Wins, but the door locks.
Yeah,
I did not understand that the door locked. I was like, why is she still stuck in there?
I think she like runs out of time for the vault doors to close.
She took
because she had to deal with this guy.
She took too long on the battle. Even if the battle took a second, it was still too long.
Much like Goku on Namek, she took too long.
Uh-huh.
And paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why time it at all then, you fucker?
Is this really the best time?
Oh, hello.
Yelling.
Anyways, Rouge is gonna die on this island that's about to explode, and Shadow's job has been, I assume, to just walk around.
Yeah, he planted the bombs already, so he's just got time to kill.
He's just kinda like taking a stroll, enjoying the beauty of nature he's about to fucking destroy.
Yeah.
And then Rouge is like, I'm gonna die in here, and he's like, damn.
Damn. I better
Damn,
hurry.
That's crazy.
So, he's like...
He starts flashing back between Rouge and Maria, and Rouge and Maria, Rouge and Maria.
Yeah.
And he's like, God damn it.
Maria was
Curse my guilt.
Too.
Curse my guilt.
And so, he, rushes through, through White Jungle. To do this than Rouge did.
Yeah, almost like Rouge had a lot of time to do whatever she was doing, but just decided not to.
So we've got White Jungle. It's his version of the jungle stage. I love this version of the stage. It's like raining, it's kind of moody, it's got this really good like track that I think it's got these jungle goth electronica vibes. It's
a
really good sound.
Yeah, it sounds great. Like, I don't know where I was gonna go with that, but yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think, if I remember right, there was a collection of classic Sonic games on the GameCube and other platforms called the Sonic Mega Collection, big inspiration. And it has like a bit on this game, and I think it's like a little video advertising game or something. And that version plays this track, and it's a good fucking track. So, yeah, Shadow has to, get to the end of the stage in 10 minutes. I think this might be my favorite Shadow stage. He's fucking, whooshing through vines, doing light speed dashes. It's great. Eventually, he gets to the end. Who else could it be but that blue hedgehog again, of all places.
That fucking Faker.
Yeah, we get the Faker cutscene again. It's so good. It's so nice you have to see it twice. Shadow fights Sonic.
And then kills Sonic.
Yeah, he does really good at it, as it turns out.
This is gonna be the funniest game of Rashomon.
Mm-hmm.
In 3 hours when all these guys are just hanging out again.
Right.
Yeah.
Remember when I kicked your ass and nearly killed you? And he's like, I kicked your ass.
Mm-hmm.
But I kicked your ass.
But I kicked your ass.
Mm-hmm. So they finish the fight, and Shadow realizes he has 1 minute, so he just chaos controls.
I think he
away.
Chaos controls, and then yeah. Just chaos controls into grab Rouge and then leaves.
Yeah.
Which, once again, I don't know why he couldn't just have done that the whole time.
He could have done that at the start.
He didn't have to run through the jungle and then beat up Sonic. He could have just did that the whole time.
Yeah.
It's hard to know, how much chaos control he can use and how long he can use it for.
Yeah.
Oh, do you think it's determined by how much he wants to beat up Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yeah, maybe.
He's gotta find that hedgehog so I can use chaos control.
It gives him power when he beats up Sonic. So, of course, they chaos control out of it there, just as, like, the island explodes. I'm watching the island explosion video again. I am noticing there's just, like, a big boat that's, not on the island, but also rigged.
He
had extra time. Mm-hmm. He planted all those charges in record time. He's like, man, fuck that boat over there too.
Yeah. And then we get, a flashback on the Ark 50 years ago. Shadow is sort of like standing in this, room. And I think it might be the same room they use, at the end of the hero story, and Maria sort of like asks about like her grandfather and, him and science. And Shadow is just lost, unclear, angsty even. What is my purpose?
My man loves to be angsty. Mm-hmm.
He's like, I gotta get out of here. I gotta find my purpose.
And then it cuts to the present where he's in the same room and Rouge asks him why he's just sort of dissociating and staring into space.
Why are you dissociating? Also, are we friends since you saved me?
Yeah.
And Shadow says, let's go blow something up.
Mm-hmm. And Eggman shows up and says, all right, I got things set up. We're gonna do the little video now. Gonna blow up half the moon. Let's do this. I like to imagine that, either Shadow or Rouge is like holding the camera and like one of them's just got the green screen set up with, this fucking like background with the words flashing behind him.
That would be incredible. Yeah. If someone did like a cut on that, that would, yeah.
Do you think, Rouge did some of Eggman's makeup for the cameras?
Absolutely.
He's like, I can't let you go on camera to the entire world looking like that.
We get the, Eggman blowing up the moon cutscene again. So nice, you have to see it twice. I am noticing in this time around that, like, in the, city area, there's like a fucking ticker tape that says like, Robotnik is great. Robotnik threatens Earth. It's great. But once again, he blows up the moon and says, you have 24 hours to, surrender to me, or I'll blow up America.
Fuck, man.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Do you want us just, like, text you that we're surrendering? Shoot a rocket into the air?
Yeah.
Big white flag on it.
Yeah. He's got to Skype the president about this, I think.
Yeah, the president's going to be like, all right, you got us.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Very funny.
Very funny. This was just a prank, right?
Uh-huh.
Good on you. You got us. 10 out of 10.
God.
Yeah. So we cut back after they finish cutting this promo. Eggman's really upset because he realized, well, I just fired that off, but turns out if I want to do that again, it's going to take way longer than I thought. I need the 7th Chaos Emerald.
It's like, good job, idiot.
And conveniently, Rouge has a single page of a newspaper, showing that, the 7th Chaos Emerald was, given to Tails, actually.
Yeah, Tails just has that.
Yeah, remember SA1 when you failed to blow up a city and because Tails got into a fight with you? Well, he also got the 7th Emerald from that one.
It's so funny that those games are like concur with each other, because it means right after he lost, Eggman was like, well, I might as well go see what this letter from my uncle is all about.
Is it his uncle or his grandfather?
Grandfather.
His grandfather, sorry.
No, it doesn't really matter. I was just more like trying to think of the timeline / how old.
My brain thought Uncle Chuck for a second, so I said the word uncle.
Wait, that would be incredible.
Yeah. If Uncle Chuck was just like, you should go see this other cool hedgehog.
Yeah. What if, I was also trying to think about, like, how old is Eggman supposed to be?
I think...
Funniest answer is that he's 27.
Yeah, the funniest thing would be way too young.
I was like, I think he would be, like, pretty... Because, like...
He's probably, like, in his 50s or something.
Yeah.
The funniest answer is that he is literally so young. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's just, like, one of those 30-year-old guys who has, like, a big mustache and a beard.
Who looks like they just, like, aged too quickly.
Mm-hmm. He smoked too much or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry to my smoking listeners. That's all I could think of for some reason. I was like, what age is you? And I'm like, a cigarette.
Now I'm just...
What if
I'm thinking about this fucking...
21.
Yeah, this fucking gif I
Eggman
saw.
Eggman is 21. Eggman is fresh out of college.
No, he went to college when he was like 15, 16, so he's been out of college for a little bit.
Maybe that's why he looks like he's super aged. That's what stress from all the expectations to be a super genius does to you.
Yeah, he had to get all those PhDs.
Maybe he got his first PhD at 21, so he's like a little bit
older.
This
is just the dark future of Dexter from Dexter's Lab.
Oh, fuck, dude. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's gonna become a mad scientist eventually. It happens to them all.
It's like, yeah. I mean, there literally was like a Dexter's Lab where he like met future versions of himself.
Yeah, but they were all sad and old.
No.
Except for that one who was strong and hot.
Yeah, I was like, the last one was strong and hot though.
Yeah.
That's what I was about to say. I was like, actually it was cool because the end of the world happened or something. Anyway, he does have that orange like Dexter does. Very suspicious.
Yeah. It's from the old country. Eggman... Wait, fuck. So, Tails has the last Chaos Emerald. They need to find, like, Sonic and his friends, specifically Tails. So
they make Rouge play that god-awful level.
She also has to do the kart racing game. Hers is called Route 280. The main thing I want to note about this one is just her car is supposed to be shaped like her head.
Yeah!
From the angle they show it at, it kind of looks like a dick and balls. At least that's what I think it looks like.
Maybe I have to look back at it, because I don't remember, I mean, like, maybe a little bit, but I feel like everything, like, spaceships all look like that, like dick and balls, so I'm just a little bit, like, desensitized, I guess,
I think I was insensitized to it by, like, some fucking YouTubers from, like, the late 2000s.
Yeah.
YouTubers somewhere being like, what if it was a dick and balls?
Uh-huh.
You just want her to ride around in a dick and balls, which, fair enough.
Rouge just shows up, she rides up with a whip and just says, yeah, this is my dick and balls car, get in.
Yeah. In any case.
And you would say yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you would definitely say yes. That's Rouge, the bat right there.
Yeah, it's basically like a sort of like fancy Rolls Royce type of car. And, like, there's, like, engines at the back that look like her ears.
A stage is bad when the Let's Player, who seems like they've been playing this forever and know what to do with it, constantly keep crashing into the side.
It's not a good stage. It's not a good side mode.
I'm just watching and being like, yeah, if I had to play that, I would be so mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember trying to, like, perfect these and giving up as a kid. Because apparently, if you perfect these stages, you get, like, a bonus, like, race. Well, you get a two-player racing mode after you do both of these, but if you ace them all, you get, like, to play as, like, other characters in cars, including, like, an egg robo. So I wanted that fucking egg robo and I never got it. Cause the stage fucking sucks. In any case, Rouge is following Tails. And then, oh, you know what? There's one thing I want to like go back and talk about. When they're talking about like finishing recording the video, the way Rouge is talking just, it's very funny that she's a spy because she's like, oh, so if we have this, we control the world. We can do whatever we want, right? I like to imagine she's just trying to record audio or whatever to like incriminate him.
Yeah, she's trying to make him like get him to make a confession.
Mm-hmm.
Just on screen.
Yeah. Rouge finds Tails, and then we get a kind of unnecessary stage. We get Skyrail. Shadow, also following Sonic and his friends, and Tails in particular, it's a very funny stage to me, because they used the Pumpkin Hill assets for this one, and I guess they figured, well, Shadow doesn't have enough stages, and we have these Pumpkin Hill assets that we're not using, let's just make one for him in Pumpkin Hill. Which, you know, good for him. He deserves to hang out in Pumpkin Hill.
True.
There's a lot of rail grinding in this one. It's a little tough, but it's alright. I have nothing strongly to say for or against it. It exists. Shadow, reports to Eggman that, they're going after us. I guess they figured out that, Sonic and his friends want to go to the pyramid. And we cut to after they finish doing all the pyramid stuff. And Eggman is there to, greet them with his big funny golem robot. And then we get a very different thing in this version of the cutscene.
Yeah.
We get,
we're going back to the Rashomon thing where Sonic is like, yeah, I had a crazy fight with your golem. Yeah. And Eggman's like, no, you didn't.
Yeah. You know how usually you would have, it would be like a versus battle where like this time the person you're playing is winning, but you can't really do that because he sent a boss after them. So instead,
now go squash the blue hedgehog.
Sonic does a big jump and a kick, and he shouts "Tidia!" as he kicks the robot.
Why does he shout that?
I don't know. I guess it's
he's trying to work on new catchphrases.
Yeah,
fair enough.
This is his new thing.
He's like, you're too slow, was getting a little tired, I might need something to revitalize myself. What if I said, Dia!
Yeah, just do some, like, kung fu shouts.
Maybe that'll do it. Say, gotta juice.
Gotta juice. Classic.
Yeah, gotta juice.
Gotta juice and jam.
Yeah, gotta juice and jam.
Mom.
He does gotta find his mom.
Talk about being underground. Mm-hmm. That's what he says.
Yeah.
Great catchphrase. Thanks, Sonic.
Yeah. So Sonic one-shots this boss, and then it goes haywire and starts attacking Eggman. So then you get another version of this fight, except you're playing as Eggman, which means it is a completely different style of gameplay.
Yeah, it's just completely different.
Uh-huh. It's same arena, though. The way it works this time around is, you're in a walker, so you shoot it a bunch. And then when you shoot it enough, weak points open up, and you can shoot the weak points to do more damage. This boss, I think it's neat, but, the main problem is, if you fall down, like, the little, like, holes in the pit, you end up, like, in a quicksand pit, and Sonic can fall down here, too. If Sonic falls down here, he can just jump out of the quicksand, but Eggman is in a mech, and he can't do that, so you just die if you, like, hit that sand.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. And, oh my god, we just summarized the whole section in, like, 30 minutes.
It's not that long of a section, yeah. Is the problem.
It's not that long, however, we could just talk about, you know, I was gonna say all the funny things Shadow says, but I can't remember, any funny things Shadow says.
Well, there are a couple things I can think of. We've got our asks. I wanna do, like, a little, like, lyric reading. And one of them is tied to our ask, so maybe I'll do that right now.
Okay, yeah.
The other major lyrical theme associated with the Dark Story is, Throw It All Away by Throw It All Away,
By Shadow.
By Everett by Shadow. Bradley. The theme of Shadow. Let me just pull up the lyrics. Because they're great lyrics. It sort of, like, starts off for, like, a minute of just, like, this, like, fucking, butt-rocky sort of, like, goth music. And then we get, some lyrics. I have to read these because they're great. Everybody tries to be straight, but things are still unchanged.
Yep.
It's useless to resist this.
Uh-huh.
Their effort will be wasted.
Oh.
Head straight for your goal by any means. There is a door that you've never opened. There is a window with a view you've never seen. Get there, no matter how long it takes. Oh, dark, the darkness that dozes in the dusk. Throw it all away.
I think this is Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
This is Kingdom Hearts. Once again,
cause there's,
to answer Emmy's question, is gay.
There's, like, a door that doesn't open and shit.
Uh-huh.
And it leads to darkness or light, depending on what continuity we're talking about.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's one you've never opened. There's also, like, a refrain that's like, now wake up. Repeated 4 times. There is a window that you've never seen. Get there no matter how long it takes. Oh, dark, the darkness that dozes in the dusk. Throw it all away. No one can break you. No one can tear you. You live an endless life forever. Oh, dark, the darkness that dozes in the dusk. Throw it all away. You see a light wherever you go. You have to face it again and again and again and again. Now wake up. Now wake up. Now wake up.
Wake up.
Let me see. Is there any? I think there might be some refrains. It just sort of, like, repeats that for a while. It's. I think we can resoundingly say that this is a song about Shadow being gay.
And he's trying to throw it all away.
Yeah. He's struggling to find... He's struggling to understand his identity. He never got the chance while on the research station.
He's, like, struggling to open the closet door. And
exactly.
And yeah, he's like...
And you gotta get to your goal as fast as you can. And the goal is to kiss Sonic the Hedgehog.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So, like... And yes, he's been around for at least 50 years, probably longer. Who knows? We will know when we watch Shadow the Hedgehog. And it was it was a lot harder to come out 50 years ago, you know?
Yeah. Just surrounded by scientists, your only companions being a young girl and an old man. This is what the song is about. And that's why I need to talk about something else. Something that I personally have related to the song. So, 7 years ago, on a video that, on a lyric video for the song, Throw It All Away by Everett Bradley, parentheses, Seam of Shadow, uploaded by Black Blur 7, with 3.8 million views, I wrote as a joke, referring to this very funny opening line, quote, "Everybody tries to be straight. Shadow the Hedgehog." There are 126 replies to this message.
Oh, no.
And every once in a blue moon, I get some comments from some people who are arguing, and of course this is over a long period of time, it's all sorts of different people, arguing whether or not Shadow the Hedgehog is gay.
Wait, when did you post this?
7 years ago.
That's so long. This is great. And people still reply to you. That's incredible. Yeah.
The video was uploaded 15 years ago. Wow. So let me see.
And
2008.
No one made that joke before you.
It's just like the most you don't need to comment on this. Mm-hmm. And everyone is commenting on it.
Yeah. Someone inevitably scrolls down and sees that. And they make a statement over whether or not Shadow the Hedgehog is gay.
Well, he's gay. Like, maybe he's bi, you know? He's still...
He could be bi. Some people do bring that up.
He's still...
Damn, and still no one want him?
He's still LGBTQIA.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said it like that, but I did. He's still...
You kind of said it with, like, it's a bit of a question.
QIA. Yeah, yeah.
You
said it like each letter was a word. You said it like it was a sentence.
Yeah, I did. It is a sentence. Uh-huh. And I'm speaking it. I am summoning Shadow by speaking each of the letters as a word. Mm-hmm. That's so funny. Like,
it's really good.
Even putting aside that I'm gonna make all your favorites gay, like, that's just an incredible thing that people just keep replying to it.
It's very funny seeing, like, the evolution of queer politics in a evolving over the last 7 years through this comment section.
I wonder how many people are just like, they're just like, no, but he's these other labels. And I'm, you're like, yes, but he's not straight. And that's the part that matters.
Yeah, no one can look at Shadow the Hedgehog and say, I bet he's heterosexual.
Yeah.
He's got, like, hot. I mean, listen, there's so many of us who were like Hot Topic teenagers that ended up gay as fuck growing up. And he's got that all over him, is the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is both, like, 50, 60 years old and also a Hot Topic teenager at the same time. And yeah, it's incredible. Yeah.
Just like Kazuma Kiryu.
Sega just likes to make those kind of guys, I guess.
Uh-huh. To finish this little bit of discussion, I will also note, the most recent comment is from 5 months ago. and it says, nowadays, nope, unfortunately.
What?
I want to read this specific one from 10 months ago. Francis L4D says, it's different nowadays with this LGBTQ propaganda. ...
Exactly.
Yeah.
It really hits different.
Yeah, and I...
There's all this woke mind virus going around.
I literally made that comment because someone, like, on Tumblr posted... a shadow that it was like one of those quote pages, but it was Shadow the Hedgehog, everybody tries to be straight, and then someone replying, someone reblogging it with the statement Shadow Gay confirmed.
Yeah, god,
incredible.
Just imagining Shadow saying woke mind virus.
I am loving this, like, theoretical, and by theoretical I mean very real person, who has come to the Sonic fandom at this point, has met Shadow, and is like, wow, he's so cool, I hope he's straight.
Yeah.
And is reading the YouTube comments and being like, no, he isn't gay!
It's like, why do you care?
It's, first of all, I was like, where the fuck have you been?
Uh-huh. Part of me is...
And it's second, it's like, why do you care?
What if it's that, like, it's like someone who's like, aw, but I'm a girl and I'm attracted to him. I want him to fuck me.
No! Well, I have great news for them. Shadow is bisexual.
They might also.
Wow, he's bisexual. I didn't know that. That's what that commenter said.
I do also have a dear friend who that could fall under and is now a trans man.
Yeah, I was gonna say, or they came out as a trans man, and then that was my other thing. I was like, well, that me when I see a gay man, I'm like, damn. That's too bad. Just,
oh, that's so unfortunate.
And then I'm like, oh, I see.
Oh, wait, no, never mind. It works perfectly.
Wait, I like men in a different way.
Imagining Shadow saying, I like men in a different way. I think I just made it. I think I just
trans
made
trans. Shadow.
I think I just made trans. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I'll mention, just for the sake of convenience, after where we finish off, they do the rocket scene again. I didn't realize how quickly we'd go through this. I'll see if maybe we can talk about this in Final Story, depending on how long that is. Because Final Story is basically two stages and a bunch of cutscenes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Last Story is like half an hour. We could probably do both in one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. In the meantime, let's, read out some asks.
Let's read out some asks that aren't just Emmy's asks.
Uh-huh.
And the answer to Emmy's ask is yes.
Yeah. So,
we've
got a couple different questions. Emmy did, bump up, the throw it all away. I think we'll address that one first. How would you rate throw it all away in terms of no hetero?
4. He doesn't talk about kissing anyone. He's not getting married to a boy, but he is straight, saying straight up, I'm not straight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is that? 4 out of 5? 4 out of 10?
Yeah, 4 out of
4
5.
4 out of 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 3.5 or 4 out of 5. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going with 4 out of 5 because, once again, there are people in the comments being like, it's not gay. Mm-hmm. He's simply talking about throwing some other metaphorical thing away.
Yeah, some sort of angst, some sort of feeling of regret.
Throwing Maria away into the airlock because she's dead.
Uh-huh. Kitty the Cat asks, friend of the show, Violet, asks, is 5 minutes actually plenty of time?
No.
No. I mean, it depends on what for, but, like, no.
Yeah. No.
Not in this not this time. Not this time. We made it up.
I mean, it might have been plenty of time for Shadow, who can teleport.
It's plenty of time for Shadow to jack it. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. Someone had to say
plenty of time for Shadow to do a stage. And fight Sonic and then teleport.
Yeah, I love how they had Shadow go on the mission to plant the bombs for no reason, instead of saying, Shadow, you can teleport.
Yeah.
Just go get the emeralds.
Mm-hmm. He spent the other 4 minutes, like, jacking off. Listen.
He spent the other 4 minutes jacking off and beating up Sonic.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Beating it off and beating up Sonic. That's all he was doing. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Listen to Michael Jackson's Beat It.
Yeah. Which version of the boss fight against the Golem did you prefer? I honestly liked Eggman's version better.
Eggman's is just so fucking silly. Like, the premise.
Yeah. I know, sorry, I've hit the button on your big Golem that says, attack Eggman.
It's his Golem that he made. And it seems like he put, like, I don't know why the first thing I thought of was the Chum Bucket controller from SpongeBob movie, but that is what I thought of. He just knocked the helmet off that controlled the Golem. And it's like, dude, that's your robot. You could have just made the robot, like, obey you without having a stop obeying me helmet on. Like, what?
Yeah, I believe in the past, people have commented on, or I specifically, Dark Wizard James Mason talked about, not liking, one version over the other. I can't find the exact quote right now, but, I was also asking about, like, opinions on these two fights. I think I personally like Sonic's more. She also mentioned that, how much of an insult she had, like, a hard time with Sonic's version and found, like, Sonic just one-shotting it to be, like, a weird insult.
Oh, yeah, I could see that. But yeah. I was thinking of it as, like, well, he only remembers the end part, you know? Like, it could have taken longer, but Eggman only remembers the last part of it. Because, like...
Yeah, Eggman only remembers Sonic's new cool catchphrase.
Sonic did it so fast that he didn't have time to watch the rest of the fight.
And he, like, what you did in, like, that took some time, that was just, like, fast mode. Like, that was, like, it was slowed down for you in the game because Sonic was moving so fast. You know, like, it was slow-mo. That's the term I was thinking of.
Yeah. He did the Speed Force thing from the movies.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I feel like Sonic's is probably looks more fun to play, but just the concept of Eggman's is funny. Yeah. So I think I like Eggman's better based on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, Eggman's has the brief part where his song is on, and you can just hear a guy in the background go, "I am the Eggman."
Yeah,
I am the Eggman.
I am the Eggman.
It's a good song.
It's so good.
It's a great song.
Honestly, I think that song's I don't even know if it's the best song or anything, but, like, that's just, like, the part of the song that's gonna be stuck in my head. Like, I'm gonna be up tonight and thinking about, I am the Eggman!
It's gonna be something that you just, like, whisper to yourself, just, like, silently at random times. You're just, like, chilling, you're like, I am the Eggman.
Yeah, like a vocal stim or whatever it's called.
Yeah. People at your job are just like, what the fuck is that? And you're like, I don't know.
Be like, don't worry about it.
You gotta listen to the Panic at the Disco song to get it out of your head.
I fuck. I remember you're so right. Memorized the lyrics as a kid. Let's see. Next question. Will the Sonic 3 movie even show / imply that Maria was gunned down by Gunn, or will they wimp out on that?
They're going to wimp out, but in the way that she will be hurt by some rubble.
Yeah. Yeah.
That will cause her to be mortally injured. But you can't really see where it hurt her. She'll just be, like, clutching her chest or her side, or she'll be coughing or something.
Yeah.
And then she'll shoot Shadow out of his escape pod, and...
Yeah.
Then she'll be like, I'll be fine! And the thing will blow up.
Yeah.
It's hard to know.
Yeah, so something that...
That or they just won't address the Maria subplot at all.
Yeah. In our server, there was, like, a quick discussion over whether or not, like, this would lean into, like, the whole, like, military funding thing that is common in a lot of action movies. I don't know if that's the case for these movies. I also don't know...
No, they're powered by Olive Garden.
They're not even powered. They just like the brand.
They're powered by Olive Garden.
Yeah, based on, like, how this has gone so far, how the first two movies have gone, how I could see the third movie going in the future, I think my personal theory is that Maria was definitely, like, killed by Gunn, and, like, I think it's just going to be, like, weirdly dissonant with the rest of the film.
Ooh, yeah.
Or do you think it's gonna be like they were killed by Gunn, but Gunn is like a weird paramilitary group of unknown country of origin, but we do know that they are definitely not American?
No, we saw Gunn in the second movie. They're definitely formed by America, or at least America-adjacent.
What if it's gonna be like, yeah, they were killed by a splinter cell from Gunn. Very
They're
evil
gonna
splinter
find
cell.
Out that, yeah. that she was gunned down by the Olive Garden man.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
She was gunned down by Osama bin Laden somehow.
There was some discussion, like, would it be just like an illness or something?
Yeah.
I don't know if they would do that, like, unless they were doing something like, oh, she has an illness which slowed her down and made her more vulnerable. Like, it could be something like that, I guess. Uh-huh. But, like,
yeah,
I think, you know, they're gonna...
Oh, do you think what it's gonna be is that she is gunned down by Gunn, but it's kind of... It's fine in the sense that she already had, like, a terminal illness.
Maybe, yeah, that's kind of...
Do you think they're gonna be like, she's gonna be like, I'm dying already!
Yeah.
Or, like, maybe she, like, took a bullet for Shadow.
Yeah, she takes a bullet for Shadow.
and he fucking hates it. I'm also, like, wondering, like, will they make Maria, like, older? Will they, like, not make her a little girl? Like, that was another thing I was wondering, because...
Yeah, they get, like, a teen actor or, like, an adult playing a teen actor.
Yeah, would they be... I don't think the movie would do this, because they haven't done it with the other two movies, but I'm like, what if they try to ship her with Shadow?
Do you think they're gonna make it like she's a full-grown woman, so you don't have to feel like, oh, they killed a little girl, they killed a woman with agency?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Which we all know is better.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was it? What the fuck was I gonna say? Something about Gunn or the movie... I don't remember what I was gonna say anymore, but, I think any, like, ideological failings will most likely be due to, like, personal ideological failings of the staff and possibly Paramount, and not, like, government involvement.
Yeah, I don't think it's funded quite the same way that, like, a Marvel movie is, necessarily.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're still very, like, I mean, they're obvious, like, they're pro-cop, like, they got them, you know.
The pro cop, it's the pro cop anti-military stance you see sometimes.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, the brave sheriff who like...
Yeah, they're pro cop in the sense that they love small town sheriffs.
Yeah.
Yeah. The brave small town sheriff who uncovers the government plot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So, next question.
Another Emmy question.
Yeah. Another question from Emmy, who asks, what other heists would you like to see in Sonic Media? We got a really good one in The Murder of Sonic the Hedgehog. That one was fun.
I still haven't played that, because I suck.
Maybe I'll, like, stream it someday or something.
Ooh.
I want there to be, like, a rich, baron kind of deal. And he, like, he has, the Chaos Emeralds in his possession. Not for, like, evil, he just has them. And they have to, kind of, Ocean's 8 style.
Yeah.
Put on suave, sexy outfits and, like, sneak into his palatial style home.
I was also thinking the Ocean's movies, yeah, yeah.
Or it can be, like, Sly Cooper style. I don't know.
What if it was, like, a heist where they have to put something in somewhere? I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know what they're doing, and I don't know why, but, like...
That can be part of the dark story. They have to sneak, like, a bomb into the president's office.
Yeah!
I'm just... my de facto assumption would be just... I don't know what I would want in terms of, like, detail, but I want, like... some Loop on the Third type stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I want it to be silly, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A silly heist. Rouge, like, puts on a disguise.
Yeah, I want everyone... Everyone needs to also have, like, heretofore unseen, a random, like, skill.
Yeah.
Like, I want it to be, like, Tails is also just kind of like, oh, yeah, I'm also great at, like, close-up magic.
Uh-huh. And, like, Amy has to, like, beat up some guys.
Oh, this could be... No, wait. Amy's the one good at close-up magic because she has her tarot cards.
Yeah.
But she also, like, is just good at... She could be at the tables.
Yeah.
I want this so bad. This should be Sonic 4. It should be, like, a Vegas-style heist, but it's about Amy counting cards.
Next question.
I just want to see Amy and Rouge team up. I think that might be part of it.
Yeah,
Amy,
that would be fun.
Rouge, Blaze, they should all team up.
Mm-hmm. It's like
Girls' Night.
Yeah.
Girls' Night, where they have to take down a rich baron.
It's called Sonic 4 Girls' Night. Like, that's what it's called.
Sonic 4 Girls' Night, Girls' Night, Girls' Night.
Next question from Symbolic the Godzilla. If Shatter's the angsty sort of goth version of Sonic, what are the angsty semi-goth versions of other major Sonic characters? Rouge in fishnets and eyeliner? Eggman in fishnets and eyeliner? Big the Cat in fishnets and eyeliner? Dark story means dark fashion.
Yeah, well, it's...
Well, we know about Miles Kitsune Prower, so that...
Yeah, we already know. We already know. The one who would have fishnets and eyeliner would be Knuckles, or Dark Knuckles.
Yeah.
Would Dark Knuckles be, like, a darker red? Because he's evil and goth?
Yeah. I'm thinking, like, a purple.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. He would be a nice purple.
He'd be a nice purple.
Yeah.
And then... It's kind of a cop-out, but I feel like... The parallel is between Amy and Rouge. Like, Rouge is kind of the goth version. Like, she's not, but, like, they kind of treat her like she's the goth version of Amy sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, she's supposed to be, like, the sassy girl.
Yeah.
To Amy's earnest girl.
Yeah. But I also like the idea of, like, goth edit Amy. remember Tumblr, like, goth edit. I'm sure they still do that, but, like, I just remember this.
Maybe goth edit Amy will actually remember that she has tarot cards.
True.
I am absolutely certain that in the last 20 years, someone on somewhere has made a goth Amy. I'm thinking, like, Oh, I could also imagine Amy with, like, the stereotypical steam kid hair.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like, she would.
A certain pattern.
I feel like the old Amy kind of almost, like, her hair, her, like, quills stick up more than, like, newer Amy. Yeah. So, like, she would maybe have, like, her first iteration's hairstyle a little bit, like, sticky-uppy. Like,
Seen,
but, like, maybe more bangs to be, like, more seen kids.
Right.
I'm now thinking about Goth Antoine.
Goth Eggman is... I don't know.
I think if you, like, changed out the right pieces of his outfit, he could reasonably pass as, like, some, like, guy in a European nightclub.
True. Isn't there, like, a negative Eggman?
Yeah, there's a negative Eggman. Yeah, Eggman Nega. He's got, like, a black coat and, like, a white mustache.
That's a bit goth to me, kind of.
Yeah, that's goth Eggman.
Yeah, I could also see him with, like, swap out his, like, change up, like, the colors of his jacket to be more like of a black and silver vibe.
Yeah, because then his actual colors make him kind of look like a bumblebee.
Yeah.
Which is more, like, just a bit cute than, goth.
Yeah, you style his regular outfit in just the right way. You could do it pretty easy. Alright,
And Big's purple, so he just needs the fishnets and he's good to go.
Yeah.
I think he could, like, how would you, I'm imagining
how would we design him in, like, evil Big the Cat?
I'm imagining him in, like, a t-shirt with, like, a band name on it.
Yeah.
It's a t-shirt with a band name.
He'd have, like, ripped black jeans or something, you know? Like, it would be all ripped up, because he would still, like, be a fishing guy. Like, even if he was, like, goth, he would just be a goth fisherman.
Yeah.
He would have a band shirt on, but he would still have a hat that just says Shrimpin' Ain't Easy.
He would.
So true.
He'd be like one of those goths that you just kind of squint at, and you're just kind of like, okay.
He's like a hillbilly goth.
That's a confluence of things.
Yeah.
He got hillbilly goth vibes. That's like a huge, that's like a whole thing. Gothic, gothic and like the southern goth. No. No.
Can a goth boy and a country girl make it in the city?
So true.
Yeah. Can they have a Big the Cat?
Yeah. Alright. Next question. Does Miles Kitsune Prower hang out with Shadow? That's from Izzy. Yes.
Yeah.
I would say yes, but in the sense that they hang out in the same room, but they never say any words to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, they go to the same club. They see each other from across the room.
They maybe nod at each other, but they never, like, actually have said more than 5 words to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But somehow they're both, like, in their phones as contacts.
Yeah, like a friend of a friend, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me see.
I think that might be the last question.
Yeah. That's the last question. There's like some notes on like unlockable outfits in Sonic Adventure 2. Yeah, there were like certain ones. I remember seeing like some of these like alternate outfits. Let me see if I can find I could like find it and post them. Because I think they were like they were like quote unquote DLC, but like this was the Dreamcast, so you weren't actually downloading the content. You were just like downloading a code that said you can wear these outfits. Let me see. Okay, I found like a reference of all of them in like alternate outfits. And it looks like, Rouge has got, like, I'm gonna share this in the, in our sort of, recording booth, channel, it is very they're all, like, very, like, Y2K, sort of, like, racing outfits for Sonic, Shadow, and Knuckles. Tails gets, like, a differently colored mech. Eggman's in, like, all black. He looks like a fucking, like, He looks like he belongs in Resident Evil.
He's got like a helmet on? What is happening there?
Yeah, he's got like a helmet.
Yeah, Eggman looks sick as fuck. What the shit? Yeah. Why not just make that his normal outfit?
Yeah, there's... yeah, hang on. Okay, I'm not sure, because, like, I'm looking for good references of this, and it's the other reference I have looks completely different, so... Okay, I found it. It's...
I'm gonna say I hate Sonic's salmon-colored suit.
He's got, like, Yeah, there's, like, another version of this that's, like, orange. It actually kind of... Oh, okay, I found, like, one of these, like, alternate outfits for Sonic is, like, modeled after a fantasy... One of the, like, default outfits in Phantasy Star Online. There's one that's, like, Halloween-themed where he gets, like, a pumpkin... like, a pumpkin mask and, like, I don't know what to describe it as, like, upper wear? He's wearing a pumpkin. He's wearing two pumpkins. One on his face and one on his torso.
He's Mr. Pumpkin.
Nice. He's the Pumpkin King.
He does, I do like the pumpkin one, I think, the best. But, because the other two seem like they stick out a lot from, like, the sleek black that everyone else is wearing.
Yeah, I'm looking through this. I'm just gonna also go with, I'm gonna post the Breeze Wiki link for just this fucking, let me see if I can get this right. Okay, I've got the right Breeze Wiki link. I'm gonna, like, share it in here, and I think this is just, like, the thing I'll link in the, show notes, in the description. BreezeWiki.com/Sonic/Wiki/outfit. We've got all these, like, different outfits for them. There's, Sonic and Shadow get, like, Santa jackets for Christmas. They've got, like, they get one where you, like, for, like, completing all of the missions. You get one for, like, there's, like, a Halloween one and a Christmas one. And there was also an exclusive set that came with, like, Battle. And one of the Battle ones is, like, Rouge gets some, like, leather outfits. Rouge gets, of course, gets the sexy witch costume. The Christmas one is kind of funny because she just, her wings are a different color. But yeah, there's like a bunch of different things here. And also there's like a different section for like a different game for other games with alternate outfits. But, I think that about, sums it up.
Yeah.
These are some interesting things. I'll make sure to include a link to this.
I like her witch outfit, her witch Halloween outfit.
It's good.
It's a good one.
It's a serve.
Mm-hmm. Moving on. Yeah, I think that's all our questions for today. I think it's good. It's about time for us to wrap things up, so... I'm Dan. You can find me at a lot of places. You can find those places at biggerchallenge.card.co. That includes my other podcasts, Pod of Greed, Yu-Gi-Oh! Podcast, where on season 2 of Yu-Gi-Oh! 5Ds, you can listen to Video Games, the Movie, the Podcast. We've had some scheduling issues recently, but, we should be able to get our Mega Man fan film episode recorded and uploaded soon. Tumblr, Bigger Challenge, co-host, Big Challenges. Here's my Small Saga Let's Play, on my YouTube channel, Big Challenges. We're going through that pretty smoothly. Updates on Friday. That's it for me. Morg, where can we find you?
You can find me at Haunting the Morg on Tumblr and Blue Sky. You can find me at Gengar on Co-host. You can also find me on my other podcast. Check out the Sky podcast where we talk about OCs and make them up sometimes and do all kinds of stuff with that. I am gonna check out the most recent episode, I believe, is the mailbag episode. We have a couple that are in the works still being edited and stuff. Some cool there was also a guest episode since we recorded this one that's come out, I believe, that has one of the hosts from Podcabbages on it, actually, which also came back, which we'll maybe we'll bring up in the podcast section, but it's Summer or Magenta, as they're known as professionally. And that's kind of it for me. Devin, where can we find you?
You can find me on a podcast called The Sonic Shuffle.
Wow, you're so right. You're so right.
You can find me there. You can find me. I'm sorry. I'm very sleepy today.
Okay.
So I just kind of slipped into We Were Queerbait mode there for a second, which is where you can find me.
I was like, wait, what talk about that one?
For real. Other than here, we talk about things that are gay.
Yeah.
So true.
And things that are not gay, but we say they should be gay anyway.
Yeah. Latest episode. Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney.
Yeah, that is a game about have you ever been so divorced?
That does seem like a very divorced.
Have you ever been so fucking divorced and also everyone hates you? It's a good game.
You can find us on Co-host, on Tumblr, both the Sonic Hustle. I'm trying to keep things updated there. I reblog stuff occasionally, or rehost in co-host case. And you can find us on noisepace.xyz. It is a podcast network where many of the shows that we already listed off are on, as well as other shows. And as mentioned, I want to shout out two big returns. Well, actually, three big returns, because...
Season of returns.
Three different podcasts made a return after a long absence.
I can think of two of them, I'm not sure.
I've got all three open.
Oh,
right,
hell
here.
Yeah.
So, of course, as mentioned before, my Podcabbages, it is an Avatar The Last Airbender podcast. They stopped recording episodes in 2020, and where they were covering, book two of the show. And then they uploaded an episode they recorded a year earlier, that same Christmas season. And cut forward to February of 2024, where they have uploaded the first episode, presumably of a series of episodes, on the Netflix Last Airbender adaptation. It was a fun listen. Listen to Magenta. Listen to Noah talk about Cabbages.
Everyone's favorite. Cabbages and everyone's favorite Netflix adaptations.
Uh-huh. You can also listen to Zero to Zero, which also had a bit of a comeback after stopping due to scheduling issues. Their previous episode was an episode on the Toei Spider-Man series,
yeah,
from the 70s.
Yeah, because I think they'd stopped like before like the strike was over, so they were doing like something else other than like like regular superhero movies. But then they, you know, they came back late enough that it's over now, and they.
And then on February 29th, 2024, they uploaded the first of a series of episodes on a movie they said they would never do, called The Flash.
Oh no!
So they're gonna be, of course, as always, doing three episodes on it.
And they're...
They brought Sam back after he left.
I was like, Sam came back for The Flash. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I knew this was happening because he kept like saying on Sounds About Light that he had to take a break from that show for a little bit. And I was like, is it because of Zero to Zero? And it was. It was. Uh-huh. But,
I don't think it was. Or, I don't know. I haven't been keeping up with Sounds About Light.
Yeah, he mentioned...
Forcing someone to watch the Flash movie count as torture.
Maybe. I don't think this was forced, though. Shockingly.
This was an...
Oh, this was voluntary.
Error. Yeah, as some would say, an unforced error.
Yeah, yeah. But he, like, said, like, I'm gonna work... Sounds About Light's gonna take a hiatus, like, before... Uh-huh. Yeah, for a little bit.
Okay.
For specifically to do the Flash stuff.
Uh-huh.
But that's only three episodes, so.
Uh-huh.
Three beautiful, torturous episodes.
Yeah. So if you want to see Ezra Miller play as, like, a quirky version of the Flash in a bad adaptation of Flashpoint, you should listen to the Zero to Zero episode on the first 48 minutes of the Flash starring Ezra Miller from 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And our third thing that I said made a sudden comeback is Middlebrow Madness, which is a podcast about I believe mid-tier films, like films that got 50s on Rotten Tomatoes. They last uploaded in August of 2021, and on February 27th, 2024, they came back to talk about, well, I'm not sure what. the description doesn't make it very clear to me what they did other than catch up.
Fascinating.
Yeah, so you could also listen to that. I think that wraps everything up. So until next time, Shadow the Hedgehog is real, he is strong, and he is my friend.
He's not blue, but his life still matters. And
he's the ultimate life that matters.
He's the ultimate life that matters. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Everybody tries to be straight, but things are still unchanged. It's useless to resist. Your effort will be wasted. Head straight for your goal, my enemy. Throw it all away. No one can break you, nobody can tear you. You live an endless life forever. All the darkness, the dozers, and the dusk. Throw it all away. You
see a light wherever you go.